Great. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Beatrice Perry Souble, and I'm a member of Our Lady of Lourdes Parish.
Wonderful. Tell me, when was the first time we're here celebrating the life of Martin Luther King at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception? When was the first time you heard about Dr. King and his civil rights movement, or the civil rights movement, growing up in New Orleans?
I was about 11 years old, watching television with my mother's godmother, and we saw the results of the bus boycott in Montgomery, and we heard Dr. King's name at that time. And it was an interesting conversation from my aunt at that time, my mother's godmother. She said, this is going to be trouble for us now. This is going to be trouble for us now. And it was... I guess a likely reaction because, you know, you'd been putting up with certain things for a while and people thought, well, we'll just go along to kind of get along. But John Lewis likes to say, Martin Luther King got in the way of the wrong and he made it right with his civil rights and nonviolent work. So that was my very first time.
Mm-hmm. And so what does it mean to you to accept this award for the ministry that you and your husband do at the celebration in his name?
Well, it means that his work continues in our work, that his work was not done when he was assassinated, and it will really not be done until people work on the issues of justice and peace and all of the issues that were so concerning to him. Having gone to see his memorial, the monument in Washington, and reading all of those wonderful quotes that are all around, it is so prophetic. The very things that he's saying about war, about poverty, about injustice, are so appropriate now, and the mission continues. And like the during the struggle in Angola, they say, Aluta continua, the struggle continues. It does not end, and each of us has to pick up that mantle and remember that the cause is a righteous one, and we continue.
I know you're involved with many ministries, rather, at Our Lady of Lourdes, but just name two or three that you hold near and dear to your heart.
Actually, one of them that is very dear to me is the Lord's Lunch, which is the where we serve people who are homeless, and we serve lunch to them twice a week. And our job, Larry and I, come on late, and we're the cleanup crew, so we're wiping the tables. But the thing that for me is so important is to look into the eyes of those people and see that these are persons who are worthy of God's love. The fact that they're homeless or that they're here to get a lunch given does not mean that they're not worthy of God's love, and they are worthy of my gaze to look at them as human beings. And so that to me is me, and it's grounding when you realize how much we have and how little so many people have. So that's one of my favorite.
Yeah, okay, that's wonderful.